You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour, we're hearing from the owner of a home in Holladay that was destroyed after police detonated a lot of old dynamite inside the home on Wednesday. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, Terry Wojcik says the 5 sticks of unstable dynamite found in her home were her late husband's, passed down through his family. Despite her home and most of what she owned being reduced to rubble, she tells KSL TV she is also thinking of the neighbors around her.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I mean, this was definitely not planned.
She says her husband was actually a chemist, worked for the U at one point, and collected a lot of different chemicals over the years that the EPA has been slowly trying to move off the property because some of them are deemed unsafe. They are making it clear, though. They tell KSL TV that there was no malicious intent at any point of this. They're still working to move those things off the property. And there's also a GoFundMe for Wojcik as she tries to rebuild her life and potentially find a new place to live. You can find that soon on our website, kslnewsradio.com. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
City leaders in Holladay are reviewing what did and did not work when they had to blow up that old dynamite Wednesday. During a meeting last night, Mayor Rob Dahl says the risk would have been far greater if they didn't act.
Had we not come across those caches of dynamite and had it ignited, it would have been a catastrophic event.
The mayor says they had to make quick, unprecedented decisions since there isn't a playbook for events like this. They're now collecting an inventory of all the damage to nearby homes from the blast. Health officials are asking people to stay away from the Sugar House Park Pond and Tanner Dog Park for a few more days after diesel fuel got into the water yesterday when a semi-truck crashed in Parley's Canyon. Salt Lake Fire Captain Brant Handcuff says it's going to take some time to make sure all the fuel is cleaned up.
Diesel fuel is a hazard, especially to pets, not only for drinking. If they ingest it, that would be a particular hazard for the pet.
The truck that crashed was carrying about 180 gallons of fuel. The health department is testing water samples, and it could take a week to get those results back. KSL's top national story is now an investigation by the Associated Press has found that the practice of giving sedatives to people detained by police has spread quietly across the nation over the last 15 years. The injections are given by medical personnel during police encounters. The investigation shows how a strategy intended to reduce violence and save lives might have resulted in some avoidable deaths. The New York Court of Appeals overturned the 2020 rape conviction of former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, and now his attorneys in California are hoping for a similar result.
Now, questions linger over Weinstein's conviction in California, where in 2022, he was sentenced to 16 years in a separate rape case. Weinstein's lawyer in that case claims his client faced the same fundamental unfairness, saying the judge let the jury hear about 4 uncharged allegations of sexual assault.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley says Weinstein's attorneys say the California case should be reversed for the exact same reasons the New York case was reversed. A woman in St. George was arrested after police say she didn't like what another woman was wearing and she tried to make adjustments.
That woman, Ida Lorenzo, faces a charge of sexual battery after St. George police tell KSL 5 Lorenzo reached her hand up the victim's skirt from behind. In a video shared online, Lorenzo is heard confronting the 19-year-old woman.
I happen to work for the state. And if I have to watch your cheeks hanging out again, I will call CPS.
Police spokesperson Tiffany Mitchell confirmed that Lorenzo did work for the state, and they continue to investigate exactly what happened, but it is not appropriate to pull that female's skirt down. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on a Friday morning. And how are you this morning, Andy?
Well, I'm here. Made it through the rain. It is dumping rain the
really?
Closer you get to Salt Lake City. I mean, coming down really hard. It's pooling up in different spots. I-80 had one between Redwood Road and I-15. One spot that was pretty rough, especially in the right lane. We've got what looks like a crash at Mountain View and 21st South. We'll see how it goes. A lot of single vehicle crash type day where we see a lot of those happen. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've been telling you about plans to build high-speed rail connecting Las Vegas to Los Angeles, but we wanted to know, what does that mean for high-speed rail to Salt Lake City?
President and CEO of Salt Lake City, Utah Committee for the Games, Fraser Bullock, says the LA Rail isn't being built because of the Olympics. It was already underway. The Games just give them a big deadline for completion. Here in Utah, we don't have anything like that in the works. A recent grant proposal to work on a rail system was turned down. Instead, officials are working on enhancing our current infrastructure. Bullock hopes there will be major improvements in one of the main Olympic hotspots.
We're hopeful that there can be some great public transit expanded solutions there for Park City.
Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
The National Fencing Championship is underway right now in Salt Lake City. And KSL News Radio spoke to one competitor who flew in from California.
The event that I was in today was the Veteran 80 FA, which is to say 80-year-olds in a poke fest stabbing each other.
Jonathan Jeffrey says he fought hard against the other seven men in his 80-year-old division. He didn't win, but he still got some hardware.
And like I say, because there were only eight of us and they give medals out to the eight, I got a medal.
Some competition winners will be chosen to represent the U.S. at this summer's Paris Olympics. What could a professional NHL team in Utah mean for the state's wheelchair-accessible sports scene? KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story, Michael.
Amanda, I got the chance to sit down with author and Paralympian Hall of Famer Chris Waddell, who has several gold medals in adaptive ski events. He says adaptive sports are not exclusive to para-athletes.
Wheelchair basketball and sled hockey are sports where, you know, the athletes, the NBA athletes and the NHL athletes can jump into that device and play.
Now, while there's no current plan to bring a sled hockey team around, Waddell hopes the community engagement an NHL team brings can get that interest going. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Utah's new NHL hockey team coach told reporters that seeing all the support for the team here in Utah when they arrived was the best day of his seven-year NHL career. But now, Andre Turney has a new side hustle. KSL sports anchor Sam Farnsworth picks up the story from there.
Turney has been selected as the head coach of the Canadian national hockey team. He'll be headed to this year's World Championships in Prague, Czech Republic, a tournament that actually begins in just a few days, May 10th. That'll run all the way through May 26th. Canada, the defending champions, no surprise there.
Team Canada has won two of the last three world titles.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.